Serrano, is it Friday yet? I'm pretty sure it's happening. Oh, no. You know what? I've miscalculated because
it's Saturday.
I missed Friday.
You missed Friday.
You guys, I meant to spend Friday with you. And here we are. It's Saturday already. That's all right. We'll catch up. The Blackhawks have won 3 in a row. All is good. And we have an incredible giveaway, by the way, tonight. At some point during the show, we only have 1 hour. We're on to 1 a.m. And we have a pair of tickets to see the Blackhawks play the Boston Bruins in the Winter Classic at Notre Dame Stadium this New Year's Day. So you want to stay tuned. I'll have a Blackhawks trivia question for you. And you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Winter Classic at Notre Dame between the Blackhawks and the Boston Bruins. Elliot, is it just a... There's this happiness when Wayne Baker Brooks is in studio with us and our friend Jason from Hubbard Inn. I mean, how much better can it get?
So Wayne brought the good cheer.
Yes.
And Jason brought the pizza.
and champagne.
And champagne.
And cheer, too. Yes. I mean, Jason tells great stories.
Thanks.
I love hearing his stories.
Oh, yeah. Well, they both do. Wayne's got a lot of great stories between his family and touring around the world and who you've performed for. And Jason had a great story about Patrick Swayze that I don't think we ever got to. And I'll bet you Wayne's got similar stories about celebrities. But you can tell us about your experience. I have to introduce you to somebody before we do that.
Okay.
I have to introduce you all to someone my listeners all know. I don't know if you're familiar with one of our show regulars. There's a young lady named Jasmine who we're always grateful to hear from. And she is on the line with us. Jasmine, how are you doing tonight?
I am in a good mood.
You're in a good mood. Is it because...
Yeah, I'm probably going to go back to sleep after this.
You're going to go to sleep content. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So let me show you something. So you were asking about the sound quality of the show. Yeah, put your headphones on.
Right.
And there's a volume button right on that little console. As long as the headphones are connected, you should be able to turn the... there's a little black knob.
Oh,
can you see it? You got it?
Yep.
Is it turned up?
Nope.
Nope. All right. How about now?
Nope.
Can you hear me now?
Turn your headphones up.
Turn my headphones on.
Hold on. Maybe... No. Maybe it's not plugged in. Can you see if the gold-plated thing is plugged in there?
No, it's not plugged in.
It's not plugged in.
I got it.
Oh, here we go. Jasmine, so this is one of the... We're pulling back the curtain to show everyone... Oh, that's new. That's new. I've never had that happen on the show ever.
Wow.
I screw everything up.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
No. This is the new studio experience.
Just woke everybody up.
So, Jasmine, in order to show you some of the sound in our studio, you were asking me about my microphone cover, right, Jasmine?
Yeah, I didn't know you... put your face right next to the microphone.
So I do. So
I can never hear it.
So I talk very closely to my microphone. So Wayne Baker Brooks will attest. He's a singer. He's a musician, and he knows for many of us, the closer we get to the microphone, the richer our voices sound.
Absolutely.
So you and I talk. We talk right into it, and you sing right into it.
Yeah, I bring my own mics.
Me too.
So I have an endorsement with Shure.
There you go.
And yes, I bring my own mic to every show because you never know.
Right. You want to know what it's going to sound like. Now, when we were in the newsroom, Roger Badish was telling Jasmine that he talks across the top of the microphone so that his P's don't pop.
Mm-hmm.
The P's and the S's don't slur, and the T's also don't sound so hard. But again, that's without a windscreen.
Yes.
If you're using a windscreen, you don't need to do that.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So Jasmine, here you go. So here's how I sound when I'm very close to the microphone. But if I back up, so can you tell a difference between me backing up and not having my mouth right up against the microphone? Can you hear that?
No,
hear
not
what?
Really.
Here's how I sound up close. And here's how I sound back here. Can you hear that?
Okay, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, so this is me. So my voice will sound richer the closer I am, and that's what I always tell guests when they come into the studio. The closer you are, the more you can connect with the audience.
Some
I just
artists.
Feel a little, I just feel, I would just feel a little weird about breathing onto, other people's
Yeah,
microphone.
That's why you have to get your own microphone.
That's why. Wait, have you ever had just a nasty smelling, like chewed salami covered microphone?
Oh, yeah. No, I started getting my own microphone when my sound man did sound for Gigi Allen.
Who's Gigi Allen?
Oh, Gigi Allen is like crazy with his show. He does all kind of crazy, awful things to the mic.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh, I don't want to know.
Yes.
Got it.
So.
Got it. I'm there.
After I heard that story, I was like, sure. Hey, can I get my own microphone?
Wayne, let me ask you this. At our live music venue that we have, our microphones are going missing all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So
that happens,
a lot of the musicians are just stealing our mics.
No, yeah. They should bring their own. I have a Shure as well, which is American-made.
Yeah.
And I believe their headquarters are right here in Chicago.
In Niles.
In Niles, yeah.
I just did a private party for them not too long ago.
They used to be in Evanston, there for ages.
Yes.
And I'll tell you a quick little story.
Yes.
When I worked in Las Vegas and had a little press conference with Jerry Lewis, he always came to Evanston and met with the Shure microphone people personally for the microphones that were used for his telethon.
There you go.
Yeah.
He knew how to make it's important, Jasmine, to those who have to rely on the quality of their voice, because it's one thing to have our own instrument, mm-hmm. and then that thing that comes between us is all the electronic stuff, the way it's transmitted. We're very particular about that.
Actually, my voice sounds, people think I have a great radio voice,
you
but if you would hear me without a microphone, Jasmine, I'd sound a little something like this. Hello, how you doing? I don't know. That's without the microphone.
It's not true, Jasmine. Don't listen to Roger.
Well, thanks. I was just curious about some of the technology that you guys use.
Well, one of the other things, Jasmine, I mentioned to you when I was giving Jasmine a video tour of the station. So one of the other things I talked to you about was how the microphones sound if I have them all on. So right now, I have on Elliot's microphone. I have on Wayne Baker Brooks' microphone. I have Jason. How do I say your last name?
Felsenthal.
I have Jason from Hubbard Inn is on that microphone number 6. So there's a lot of air because I have 4 microphones on right now. There's a lot more air. There's a lot more.
You do have some windscreens on some of them.
We do.
So it's not picking up as much air, but still.
But there's a possibility of picking up ambient sound. So if I turn off their microphones, my voice starts to be isolated a little bit more. Can you tell a difference at all? Right now, all their microphones are off. So my voice is only
a little bit,
So and even though it's a little bit, if you think about people who maybe are in their cars, because you're listening through your headphones, right? So
I'm listening. I'm on my. Usually you tell people to turn their radios off, so I'm just listening through my phone right now.
Right. So there's a difference, and it might seem small to you, but we're pretty particular. You know, WGN has a high quality of standard throughout the, almost 100 years, and we're always improving on that and trying to find better ways to make sure we communicate. So that's what I wanted to show you.
All right. Well, thanks for giving a little demonstration.
Absolutely, Jasmine. I want to thank you for always calling in and being such a great fan of the show. And I know you love listening to Nick D. That school that you're going to, I hope you're having fun. Has it been?
Yeah, it's good. It's going well. I'm slow. It's safe to say I've gotten over my fear of cooking.
There you go. Well, that's the thing is I don't think people understand how, for someone who's visually challenged, what that means, like how you have to learn things differently, whether it's auditory or tactily, right? I mean, like how do you, when it comes to cooking, like how do they map that out for you?
Well, my teacher is visually impaired as well. So she shows me the safe way to do it, like opening the oven door from the side, always wearing mitts. Like my grandmother always used a dish rag when I was growing up.
Right.
And I learned that that's definitely not the safe way.
I learned
how to, there's a thing called a liquid level indicator that tells you when your glass is almost full. So that's very helpful for me.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. In the few months you've been there, I'll bet it's made your world a bigger place, hasn't it?
Yeah, and we're always told that we can do anything a sighted person can do, and we can probably do it better.
Well, there you go. I don't doubt that for a moment, Jasmine.
So the nose sense would be really active.
Do you think you can smell? Do you smell things stronger? Do you think that other people do, Jasmine?
Not really.
No.
Well, not that I can tell.
Well, how would she know if she smells things more strongly, right?
Food, like with different spices and different flavors and
good point.
Yeah.
Could be. Depends on what you like, right, Jasmine?
Yeah, they've tried to get me into eating more vegetables.
How's that going?
It's okay. I'm trying to figure out a way to make carrots taste like something.
Me too.
If I may recommend honey and cinnamon.
And brown sugar.
Ooh.
Or brown sugar.
I would say like ranch.
Ooh, ranch dressing. Oh, yeah. So just like, so raw carrots with ranch dressing. Raw carrots with ranch. How about that, Jasmine?
Well, that's just a salad.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Yeah.
Touché.
And by the way, before I, because I don't want to take up too much of your show time, I got to just say go Bears and Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, everyone, and go Bears. I love it, Jasmine. We will talk to you next week, all right, Colin? And I know it's your Christmas break. We'd love to hear from you again.
And tell Nick D I said hi, and I'm sorry for not listening to his show that much. He's just on so late, I have class.
You could have dropped that last part, you know. You could have just said, say hi to Nick D. Yeah.
Nick understands. But you can listen to his podcast. He breaks up his show really well. Dan Shagru makes sure that his show is up in, like, different segments. So if you want to hear, like, Nick's dad tells, you know, his joke of the week and all that stuff, you can find, like, all of the segments that you want. All right, Jasmine?
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, go find that. I know it's available on iTunes, and you can find the links on his webpage as well, Nick D. Show.
Well, everyone have a good night.
You too.
All right, his Facebook page. Find his Facebook page, Jasmine. You should be friends with him on Facebook. You'll find him. All right.
Bye,
Jasmine. Let's take a break here and find out what's going on at the Hubbard Inn. Jason has some great treats tomorrow at their final Harry Potter event, their Yule Ball.
Yes.
And Wayne Baker Brooks has a show coming up at Space. In Evanston.
Yep, and I got tickets to give away, too.
All right.
Two tickets.
All right. So first, let's do Blackhawks, and then we'll do yours after 12:30. I got a trivia question coming up in the next segment about the Blackhawks, so have your phone fingers ready. That sounded weird. More after this on 720 WGN. This feels so dramatic. What am I hearing, Ro? What music is this from? It sounds like a... you were brilliant. Because I just turned to Elliot and said, you're next, Elliot. I'm turning to you because I know that your brother, apparently Daniel, saw Aquaman and enjoyed it tremendously. Tremendously. Is that accurate?
Daniel loves all DC movies, no matter what the level of quality they are. You know, he and I, we love having a back and forth on the films. I mean, don't get me wrong, I enjoy all comic book movies, but right now, okay, someone explain to me, if Aquaman is the king of the ocean, why does so much of the movie take place on land? You know, there's that big trailer where they're leaping across the tops of houses, like on some coastal, you know, city and town, and I'm like, that's cool. That's really cool. But isn't he the king of the ocean? Shouldn't they have the action sequences underwater?
So maybe the movie is about how he's a king when he's in the water, but not so much when he's not.
Well, yeah, and there's another scene where he's in the desert and he like gets sucked up into the sand. And again,
bad.
I go, why is Aquaman in the desert?
Because it used to be underwater.
Well, yeah.
That's why so much sand. Thank you.
Hello.
He always got a bad rap, too, I felt like.
Yeah, well, I'm curious.
I liked him better when he could talk to fish and like surf with them.
Maybe he can.
You know,
you haven't seen the movie yet.
But, no, I have not seen it yet. There are a lot of mixed reviews out there about it, and I'm just having fun at my brother's expense. I mean, I'm sure Aquaman is a fun popcorn movie, but DC, outside of the Wonder Woman movie, they have not really made a really good movies.
It's uneven. Have you guys seen? Did you see Justice League?
I saw Justice League. Yes.
I fell asleep on it.
Oh boy!
See, there you go. I can see that happening.
And I like, you know, DC comic movies and you know, superheroes, and but I fell asleep on it. I could not stay up
track
for
it. That wasn't interesting enough. How
about you, Jason? Wonder Woman was fantastic.
Yeah, Wonder Woman. Yeah, that was good.
I thought Justice League was okay.
I thought it was okay. It
set
fun.
Itself up for future movies.
I thought Flash was fun. I enjoyed Flash. But it is that kind of thing where you're watching it, you're like, okay, I can see the parallels, right? Flash is Spider-Man, right? Batman is Iron Man, right? You've got all the comparisons because their only strength really comes from their toys, Iron Man and Batman, right, their wealth.
From their wealth, correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So then you have, so, and then Thor, Superman, I think.
Right.
So you have all these parallels.
Right. And there's some folks who would take you to task for that. They're saying, because actually it should be Thor is Superman and Iron Man is Batman and all that. But because Marvel has done such a good job of getting those characters, like, first and foremost in your mind as far as pop culture, now people are doing the reverse. They're comparing, you know, Superman, the original superhero. He's the very first superhero ever created, unless you count Doc Savage.
Yeah, no, but Thor is a god, right?
Yeah.
And Diana Prince is also, these are mythological,
correct.
Characters.
Yeah. But you would have, I mean, okay, now we're getting nerdy. But Thor and Superman have fought each other.
They have.
In
yes.
the comics. Yes.
Wait, what?
In Avengers versus JLA. That was the last crossover that Marvel Comics and DC Comics did together. Excellent, excellent miniseries. It's out of print. You can't find it now. So if you find it somewhere, like at a Half Price Books or whatever, snatch it up. It's one of the best crossovers they've ever done. And Thor and Superman go toe to toe on it. And Superman wins. I mean, Superman beats him just barely, and at one, it's a great part where Superman goes, "Oh, this is the strongest guy I ever beat," and then Superman kind of falls over, and then the rest of the Avengers just jump on him and start beating on him.
Oh, boy.
You're like, "Wow, that's kind of cold blooded, guys."
The guy when he's down,
right? Yeah, why he's down.
Wow. So. Well, that's the thing, is that and ultimately both universes, the DC and the Marvel universe of comic heroes. Are you have mythology in them, right?
Yes.
Because you have the Norse gods, and then you have the, you know, is it the, it's Greek gods.
The Greek gods, Norse, you have all the gods in comic books right now. I mean, you have they've brought in everything. If you read the Black Panther series, I don't want to mess up his last name. He brought in the African gods, you know, all those of those cultures. They've done the Greek gods, the Norse gods, the Romans, all that. It's because comic books, really, they call it modern mythology. That's really what we call them now.
Yeah.
They represent, you know, the way we feel, or in many cases, powerlessness over things that happen in society that we want to kind of correct.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah. So it's really something else. But again, why is Aquaman above out of the water? I want to see him, you know, I want to see more stuff underwater.
I understand.
That's like the whole point.
We haven't seen it. Maybe you're just seeing maybe the trailers are just showing you more above water.
I just always want to see him like fight a shark. You know, like fight like a whale. Like, I want to see, like, literally.
But they would be friends, wouldn't they?
Who knows? But there's like rogue sharks out there.
Sure, sure.
There's a funny thing about that Aquaman poster.
Yeah.
That they use like almost the exact same color scheme as the Finding Nemo poster. I'm pretty sure that they use the same shark too.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That's amazing.
So.
Well, there's actually a series. I tried getting into this series on Netflix that I had seen. You know, on Netflix says, well, if you like this, you should watch this. So Jason Yum Yum, what's his name?
Momoa.
If
you've heard of Elf on a Shelf, I present you with Momoa.
Momoa.
So, there we go.
Well, he was the star of the series, and I watched a few of the episodes, and I thought he was great. I just wasn't drawn into it. And then he became, you know, obviously part of the Justice League. And then his appearance on Saturday Night Live, I thought he did a great job on Saturday Night Live.
I saw, what was it, the funny commercial they did about the male appliances.
Right.
Appliances
oh,
for
yeah.
men, like, you know, the...
I'm guessing you guys did not see the SNL.
I saw just the cold open.
Oh, no.
No, it didn't.
It was about, like, basically, like, just making all the appliances in your house, your dishwasher, your vacuum cleaner. It's like a riding vacuum cleaner.
Right.
It's all macho.
Can I tell you something? I want a riding vacuum cleaner. I saw that. I was like, wow, I could actually go. I would like one of those.
It's outstanding.
The super heavy-duty washing machine. Everything runs on gasoline, by the way. You got to, like, boom, you got the pull cord to get it started and all that.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing Aquaman, no matter how much of it is in water and how much is on land. Now, here's a question. Now, Wayne, we need to do a trivia question to give away a pair of tickets to your show. So I'm going to give the break. But 312-981-7200 to get you guys ready to answer a trivia question to go see. Now, who are you performing with on the 5th at Space in Evanston?
I'm headlining.
You're headlining?
Yeah.
That's going to be good. That's Wayne Baker Brooks, and he's going to be at Space in Evanston on January 5th. 312-981-7200. We're going to come up with a trivia question after the break. You also want to be at Hubbard Inn for their Yule Ball tomorrow night. They're celebrating their last night of their Harry Potter pop-up. I mean, it's not really a pop-up. It's a destination at this point.
It's a destination.
It's a destination.
Yeah, we can't call it a pop-up.
And you also have You also have an amazing brunch, by the way.
Yeah, and actually, our New Year's Day brunch is actually a lot of fun, too.
Oh, we have to learn more about that when we come back. All right, so everyone get ready. I think we should do a blues question. What do you think?
Sure.
Do blues?
Yeah, blues. Yeah.
You got a blues question?
Or I can Google something Brooks related.
Something Brooks related?
Yeah.
All right. Who's Wayne Baker Brooks?
No. Well, we'll think about the question, though.
We'll think about the question during the break. 312-981-7200. A lot of great texts coming in, and we'll read that when we come back on 720 WGN.
Thank you. I can tell you I don't care.
312-981-7200. We now have an opportunity for you to win a pair of tickets to go see Wayne Baker Brooks at Space in Evanston on January 5th. He will also be available for everyone to watch on January 4th on WGN TV in the morning.
The number one show in the morning.
The number one show in the morning. Hey, number one show at night. Number one talk show. Number one something. It's something, Elliot. By the way, Elliot, texter says, the Marvel folks were smart. They established each character individually first and then did the Avengers. The DC people rushed into the team up before doing all the individual characters.
Yeah, I didn't want to contradict Jason, but after Justice League 1, no one wants to see any more of that.
I liked it. I liked it.
I just said that they had that was their plan for the movie.
It was a plan, but you know, you don't have to say about the best laid plans.
312-981-7200. If you think you know blues, give us a call because I have a trivia question for you right now. Who sang the song Hoochie Coochie?
Hoochie Coochie Man.
Man, I left off man. Hoochie Coochie Man. 312-981-7200. Who sang the song Hoochie Coochie Man? 312.
Oh, Rick Derringer. I'm sorry. That's Rock and Roll Hoochie.
And we're giving you time to Google it. We're not gonna ding you if you're Googling it.
And Hulk Hogan's theme song.
I Am a Real American.
Right,
yes,
but written by Rick Derringer.
Which was but it was originally though supposed to be for Barry Windham and Mike Rotundo.
The Strike Force.
The All-American. All-Americans. That was their theme song. Then Hulk Hogan stole it.
How many pairs of tickets do we have for you at Space? we have two pairs?
No, two tickets.
A set of two tickets. All right. Then they're going to, I think we have a winner on the line. They didn't Google it. Andy, straight out of the gate, who sang Hoochie Coochie Man, Andy?
Muddy Waters. Bless his heart.
Yes, absolutely.
So I have a backup question for you, and you may not know, but who was Guitar Junior? Do you remember?
Guitar Junior Johnson?
No,
Guitar Junior.
Guitar Junior, The Crawl, Family Rules, Got It Made in the Shade.
He inspired the fabulous
Thunderbirds, Jimmy Vaughn, Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Think of who's talking to you right now. Wayne Baker Brooks is asking you.
ZZ Top.
Wayne.
Billy
Baker,
Gibbons.
Wayne Baker Brooks is asking you. Wayne Baker Brooks is
Yes. Wayne Brooks.
You're there. You're almost there. It's all right. You're going to see Wayne Baker Brooks. And of course,
if he get this question, I'll give him a free CD.
Oh.
Ooh. Oh, gosh. I think it was your dad.
Absolutely. Lonnie Brooks.
Yes, Brooks. Thank you. Sorry.
That's all right.
I've seen Lonnie Brooks many times. I apologize.
We backed you into that question. It's
right,
okay.
Yeah. He changed his name in 1960 after, making, two big hits back in the 50s. And he came to Chicago, and there was another guy named Luther Guitar Jr. here in Chicago already.
Yeah.
So to keep the confusion down, he changed his name from Guitar Jr. because people were going to see Guitar Jr. Johnson thinking they were going to see The Crawl.
Lonnie Brooks, Jr. Right. Yeah.
So he said, you know what, forget that, I'm changing my name, and reinvented himself into Lonnie Brooks.
And all I know is I'm so glad that he passed his genes on to you.
Oh, right on, man.
Oh, that was a wonderful thing to say.
Yeah,
well,
you.
Andy, hold on the line, and Ro will get your information so that Wayne can put your name at the door for you to enjoy the show at Space in Evanston on January
5th. And that free
5th.
CD.
And,
I ain't forget.
Oh, look at that. Oh, there, he's not going to forget. Andy, hold on the line. Thank you so much. So that is on January 4th, and on New Year's Day, you can go to Hubbard Inn and enjoy their incredible buffet. I looked at this and I was like, wait, I'm sorry, $19 for this incredible buffet at Hubbard. Now, Elliot and I have eaten there, and I can't believe you're only charging $19.
Well, next year it'll be $20.
$19.99.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So the buffet runs from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and that includes bottomless mimosas.
Yes. So, well, it's $19 for the food.
For 90 minutes. You only have 90 minutes.
And then $19 more for the drinks.
Okay, fair enough.
Right.
So you've got an omelet station, waffle station, pastries, lox and bagels. You got your breakfast meats. How do you not have breakfast meats?
Everyone loves breakfast
meats. You
have
breakfast meats. And you've got a dessert table, cereal bar. What's your favorite as far as cereals go? Elliot?
Oh, boy. Lucky Charms.
Yeah, I would say Lucky Charms.
Wayne?
Well, Cassie.
Okay, think back when you were a kid.
Oh, well,
had whatever
Captain
you
Crunch, of course.
Me too.
Yeah.
Peanut butter Captain Crunch. You know what's the best?
I love the peanut butter Captain Crunch too.
Okay, here
it hurt my root of my mouth.
It does. It burns. Yeah. Here's what you do: Captain Crunch on chocolate ice cream.
Ooh.
Oh.
I'm saying you smash that up. You put it on your chocolate ice cream.
Yeah.
We're friends now.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to have to try that.
I also love Smacks. Remember Smacks?
Oh,
Sugar
Smacks.
Yes.
Yeah. They were really good too.
Sugar Smacks.
Remember Quisp?
Yeah, Quisp.
Yes.
They looked like the little flying saucers, but it was Quisp. I remember they brought it back briefly for a bit. It did not taste the same. You're like, "Oh man, they messed with the formula."
Yeah.
Man, we were so poor. We had cornflakes. And we had to put the sugar on it.
Oh, yeah. Remember that? Right? And you get that one cornflake that would have, like, hold, like, all the sugar because it's, like, all sat, like, in one place. And, like, you'd have one cornflake. I'm like, that didn't have any sugar on it.
Right.
Just, I got gypped out of this.
Dude, we were so poor. We got cornflakes, but it was, like, in the white box with the black and white lettering.
Oh, yeah, the generic.
You know, the generic one, remember?
Well,
I didn't even get the rooster on the front. I got just a blank white box.
That wasn't corn.
Yeah. That was when there was like shame in shopping at Aldi's, like now it's hip. It's a thing to do.
Oh yeah, because it's gotten out that it's a, you know, the Trader Joe's folks are related. They're all the same, like the same company. So they're like, yeah. And I will say
brothers.
This, yeah,
yeah.
The two of them brothers. Yeah.
And you go to some Aldi's. Some Aldi's there. They got some high end stuff.
Yeah.
Selling the organics.
Yeah.
You know the really the nice. The kind of the, I'm sorry, the really bougie kind of stuff.
The people that are there they have tight jeans, tattoos. You know, it's like it's literally like the hipsters that are going to Aldi now.
That's true. It's surreal.
Have you been following me to Aldi?
I've been, oh, not just Aldi.
And we're impressed. Now, do you have friends who are snotty or snooty about like eating generic? Because I used to have a roommate who refused. Like, she was like, she had to have like the, you know, Toll House chocolate chips, or she had to have all the brand names and food. And
I was
made
a little
taste.
Embarrassed.
Oh,
with
I didn't,
generics, I'm but a, my was, mom wasn't.
I wasn't. I was,
neither with my dad or mom. Like it'd be like cola and like lemon lime, and my friends would come up like, "Where's the Sprite and Coke?" I'm like, "My dad, like, this is your Sprite
pop.
And Coke. Pop.
Yeah, pop."
But it's better than, okay, cola and lemon lime I can deal with, but it's like when it's Dr. Thunder, as opposed to, you know. And then, of course, though, I cannot walk through the cereal section of Aldi and not flash back to Patty talking about the replacement cereal mascots on the boxes now. You know, the Fruit Loops. It's not a toucan. It's like a macaw.
Yeah. With like one feather. His beak is all dented. He's had a rough day.
It's not the frog and Smack. It's a lizard.
It's a lizard. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Let's take a break here. We'll wrap up more after this on 720 WGN. I love Friday nights. So how did she turn into Freaky Friday? But we got no choice but to turn this sideways. I can't believe that it's Freaky Friday. turning it over, I never got a chance to let Jason from Hubbard Inn tell his story about Patrick Swayze. So we have to remind me next time telling the Patrick Swayze story, unless we have a chance after the news. I'm not sure yet. But I want to make sure people go to Hubbard Inn. Go to HubbardInn.com. They've got their Yule Ball tomorrow night. They've got a great New Year's Day brunch coming up from 11 to 3.
It's 1 to 6, but 1 to 3 is the actual package.
The actual package for $19.
Just come
and hang out. On January 5th, Wayne Baker Brooks will be at Space in Evanston. You can catch him on TV on WGN-TV on January 4th. Go to waynebakerbrooks.com for information. What time is that show at Space?
8 o'clock. We start around 8 o'clock.
And they can get a great dinner right there, too. Wonderful restaurant.
It's a beautiful concert hall.
The green room is bigger
than
the actual. I'm not kidding you.
A studio in there, too.
The green room, Elliot, the green room is bigger than the performance space.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's intimate. It is
made
intimate.
For artists.
Yeah.
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 It's
I could actually feel the smiles on people's face there, man.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
So good.
That's really close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun, man.
Yeah. If you feel someone smiling, that's like being on the train. Elliot.
on the red line.
That's on the red line. Elliot Serrano, find everything he writes at geektomeet.net. He is our chief geek officer. Matt Bubala, I think that it's his birthday tonight, so I might hang out for a little bit and see what's going on. We've got to run to the news. You know you want to be listening to the Steve Cochran Show as he celebrates the most valuable person on the planet weekday mornings at 720 on 720 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users, just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. Here with your news is Roger Badish.